Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We read again our text from Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. This is what the Lord says. What goes through your mind when you hear those words? Do they demand your complete attention? Do you listen to them like you might listen to an emergency announcement or an Amber Alert? Do you quiet everything else down so that you are not distracted and can get the full, clear message? Or does life just go on as you wish it to go on? Are these words just phrases along with so many others you've heard that, well, listening to them with your intense listening skills is really not important right now? Today, as we consider the words recorded for us in the prophet Jeremiah, we will do well to note that when the Lord speaks, we need to listen to live. To listen in such a way that we trust in God and not ourselves, so that we might be blessed as we put on our confidence in Him. In the opening verses of this chapter, we have a brief review of Judah's history before God. The prophet writes that Judah's sins were etched or carved into the very heart of their existence, permanent, you might say. Time and again, the Lord had exhibited his mercy and patience with his chosen people, and they had pursued the idols of their day. Led by Satan, rather than God of the covenant, they would lose everything. They would lose their wealth and all their treasures. They would lose their country and their homes. They would lose their inheritance and their freedom. They would be enslaved by an enemy nation, and God's anger would burn against them with unending fury. Now, you might ask, how could that be? Israel had witnessed God's power and might, his patience and his love, his miracles and providence. How could they go on with a lifestyle so opposite that of the Lord's doing and choosing? Was there something special about it? Was there a special prize that drew them away? Some wonderful hope they strove to attain? Actually, just the opposite is true. And that is when we hear, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Cursed, to be separated from God, to be condemned, to have blessings totally removed with no hope of reprieve. No hope. We need to listen. For we live in a time not unlike Jeremiah's. Oh, sure, there were no cars or electric vehicles, no internet, no social media, no phones, none of the blessings we consider to be part of civilization. But the same sinful nature that was then infects us still. A sinful nature that refuses to follow the Lord, to help His and look for His help and guidance, His forgiveness and strength, His direction in life. A sinful nature that looks to what humans can accomplish and depends on that. That same sinful nature that turns from the true God to depend on itself for its own strength. And what does that look like? Well, Jeremiah gives us an illustration, doesn't he? For those who want to trust in themselves, to trust not in the Creator, but in the creation for strength, he said they'll be like a bush in the wasteland, like a green tree or shrub in the desert, no life, no moisture, lost and dead. Would that illustration not get someone to listen and learn, get someone's attention? You'd think That would be the case. But sadly, for too many, they don't want to listen. They'd rather believe in what they can do and in what the created can do instead of relying on the Creator. The result would be like trying to live in a salt land, like that land surrounding the Dead Sea. But there is hope, and we see that hope brought back as instead of being cursed, God's people are blessed. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. Now there is the key to life. Not depending on ourselves, on our abilities, on what we can do or what man can accomplish, but depending entirely on the Lord. The contrast of these two philosophies is the difference between a desert and paradise and a lush garden. Jeremiah put it this way, "We'll be like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. It doesn't fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." Wow. Would anyone turn from that blessing? Why would we doubt the Lord when the droughts of life come our way? Why do we fail to trust in the power and love of God? The God whose love is so great for us that nothing less than His one and only Son was the sacrifice offered for you and for me. He promised to never leave us or forsake us. He is the one whom even the wind and the waves must obey. What worries do we have? What worries do we have that He can't handle? What troubles come our way and that we encounter that He doesn't have a solution for? He solved our need for forgiveness. His patience and love met our desperate need to be His children. There is nothing, nothing He would not do for you. He could not do for you. He will not do for you. Through all the difficulties of life, trust Him. Be wonderful in His presence. Put away the doubts and temptation that Satan puts before you and put your trust in God. Be like the tree near the living water. Let your roots grow deep into that water and let the fruit be constant with us. There are so many things that frighten us today. There's violence, there's illness, rumors and threats of war. There's so many things that we would look, what am I going to do? Instead of just saying, Lord, what would You have me do? Because when the word of the Lord comes to us, it comes to us in all His truth. It comes to us in love. And He just tells us, listen. Listen to what I have done for you. Listen to what I offer you. Listen to who I am and what I do for you, my creation. Yes. When it comes to God, listen to the Lord and His word. Listen that you might learn and live. Live in blessing, not a wasteland, in the blessings of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God that goes beyond all understanding keep your hearts and minds in that true faith, trusting solely in Jesus, till we stand with Him in glory everlasting. Amen.